Hi Change Checkers and welcome to our latest newsletter.
So June has been a really exciting month for us with UK coins being released and the announcement of our summer Change Checker live events. Plus we have an updated eBay tracker.
Yeah, there's a lot to cover, so let's get into it. I'm Kate.
And I'm Rachel and this is your Change Checker newsletter for June. So this month, the brand new NHS 50p was released, celebrating 75 years of our National Health Service. Now, this coin actually featured in the annual set, and these were the very first King's annual coins, which was really exciting. That set proved really, really popular with collectors. In fact, we actually saw it sold out in several specifications as well. But you can now own this NHS 50p individually, and we have it available in brilliant uncirculated quality.
Yeah, and it's got a really nice design as well. It features words that are all associated with the NHS, such as dedication, empathy, compassion, and then in the middle, National Health Service 75, celebrating that 75th anniversary.
Yeah, really cool.
And what's more, the Royal Mint are donating 100% of profits from the sale of the NHS 50p to NHS charities together. So it really is a great way of saying thank you for the 75 years of service that they've given us.
Absolutely. And particularly, you know, in recent years with the COVID pandemic, the NHS has just been absolutely vital for us, for the UK. But, you know, it's not the first time that we've seen NHS on a coin. So back in 1998, there's the 50th anniversary of the NHS 50p, and we also had the N A to Z 10p in 2018. That's got like the stethoscope in a heart, which
I like,
really cool.
Yeah, I love that.
So yeah, it's obviously a very popular theme amongst collectors, and this one has proved to equally be really popular. I think everyone is looking forward to getting their hands on this coin.
Definitely. So if you want to find out more, there's a link below to our blog. So next we have a new £5 coin, which has been struck to celebrate England's Lionesses. Now, obviously, the popularity of women's football really has skyrocketed since last year when they became European champions. Yeah. I mean, what a great match that was.
Oh, that was incredible, wasn't it? Absolutely.
Really making history. And this year, they embark on their biggest competition to date. So maybe more history will be made.
Fingers crossed. Mm. Yeah, that'd be incredible. Now, the design of this new £5 coin actually features three heraldic lions. You know, it's very traditional British sort of design, but this
three lions on the shirt,
you know, absolutely synonymous with English football. It's actually a very similar design to the £1 coin from 1997 that featured the three lions as well, so it's something that many coin collectors will be familiar with, but I think they've done a great job of incorporating it onto the £5 coin, especially to celebrate our lionesses.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, fans of football or sport in general are bound to love this coin, as they've loved previous football themed coins. Obviously we had the FA Cup £2 issued last year. That sold out within hours of release at the Royal Mint. And then we had the 2011 Olympic football 50p, which explains the offside rule.
Yeah, still don't really understand it though.
No, it's simple, but we still don't get it. Yeah. And that was part of the 29 coin series that were released for the 2012 Olympics, which are, as we know, very popular.
Absolutely.
So if you want to find out more about the new Pride of England £5, you can check out more in our blog.
So we were treated to yet another 50p release in June, and this new coin has been issued to commemorate 75 years since HMT Empire Windrush docked in Tilbury in Essex. So this ship brought across passengers from Trinidad, Jamaica, Mexico, Cuba, and Bermuda in 1948. But these passengers were known as the Windrush Generation, and they really helped us to shape modern British culture and society. So it's amazing that they're now being celebrated on the 50p coin.
Yeah, and with that 75th anniversary this year as well, we've been seeing a lot on the news and documentaries and things. So it's really interesting to tie that back into having that theme on a coin. And this is another coin from the 2023 annual set, like the NHS one. So it's bound to be popular because, of course, the annual set's sold out. And the design shows two people from the Windrush generation in front of the Union flag and the number 75 for obviously 75 years of the anniversary.
Yeah, a great design. Now, the official Windrush Day is the 22nd of June each year, and that's the date that the ship officially disembarked. But if you do want to find out more, there's a link to the blog in the description box below.
So we had another £5 issued in June, and it was actually one of the Music Legends £5. Now, these have previously been really popular. They previously featured The Who, Elton John,
David Bowie, Rolling Stones, and Queen.
Queen, of course, yeah. Now, this one commemorates Dame Shirley Bassey. Obviously, she is music royalty.
Absolutely. You know what? I think it's incredible to see Dame Shirley Bassey feature on this coin. It's a really great design, but actually, what you will notice if you're an eagle-eyed collector is that this is the very first King Charles III Music Legends £5, because the previous ones in the series feature Queen Elizabeth II on the obverse. So it is interesting because we have like a dual portrait series here.
Yeah.
Similar to what we saw for the Harry Potter 50p's.
Yeah.
But now we see it on the £5 coins as well.
That is interesting, yeah. And the design, like you said, it really does capture Shirley Bassey and all of her glory. It's got her name in lights, a little Welsh dragon, because obviously she was born in Wales. And then it's also got, if you look really closely, the names of the three Bond songs that she sung, all hidden within there. One of them's not too obvious, so see if you can spot it.
Yeah, tricky to try and find that one.
Mm.
So these music legends, £5, have always proved really, really popular. And I'm sure Dame Shirley Bassey will equally be popular amongst collectors. But if you want to find out more or add the coin to your collection, you can find out more on our blog. Now, we saw our eBay tracker update this month, and that is always a really popular piece of content amongst collectors, because if you're wanting to know just how much your coins and banknotes might be worth at the moment, this shows you some of the average selling prices. Now, we're looking at some of the UK's top 10 coins and banknotes, tracking how much they've been selling for on the secondary market right now and finding an average. Now, it's always exciting to see all the different movements that we get on that tracker.
Definitely. And after the spike in selling prices since our last update in January, and that's most likely due to, you know, King Charles III coins coming into circulation, things seem to be levelling out a bit more now. Mm-hmm. There has been an overall decrease in prices, but there has been some noteworthy movers.
Absolutely. So one to really keep your eye on is the Olympic football 50p, which, you know, interesting, we talked about football for the Pride of England, £5 earlier. Maybe that's one of the reasons why it's become slightly more popular. But this has actually increased in price by 50p since the last update. Now, Olympic 50p's are always hugely popular with collectors, but this one is actually the rarest one out there. Only 1,125,500 of these coins are in circulation. Sounds like a big number.
It's actually not when it comes to coins.
Absolutely not. So it does make it one of the rarest Olympic 50p's out there, one you should certainly be looking out for, especially as those prices are on the rise.
Definitely. And of course, Kew Gardens and the Commonwealth Games Northern Ireland £2 continue to sell for several times their face value on the secondary market. A Kew Gardens 50p was even being sold for £195.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Incredible.
So if you want to find out more about our full index update, you can check the link. Now we have some exciting live events coming up in July.
We do.
I'm so excited for my first live event. So we've got the New Forest Show, which is from the 25th to the 27th of July, and the Royal International Air Tattoo event, which is from the 14th to the 16th. July.
Yeah, really exciting that we're going away for 3 days on each event as well, which is great. Gives us a really good opportunity to meet all of you guys and new collectors as well, and introduce everyone to the hobby of collecting. Now, at each event, we will be taking the King Charles III Coronation 50p to swap with collectors for just face value. And you can swap any 50p, any old 50p, for the brand new one and get up close and personal with that brand new coin. Yeah. This is, of course, the version that you won't find in your change. It's got the crowned
obverse as well.
Yeah, so extra special. But we will only be taking a limited number of Coronation 50p's each day, and it will be first come, first served. So if you are coming to one of the events, make sure that you do come and see us.
Yeah, we'll be updating our event blog so you can find out exactly where you can find us on the day. And of course, you can find out more and buy tickets, link in our blog.
So there you have it. June has definitely been a busy one for collectors.
It really has. And the 50p's and £5 have taken centre stage this month, with two of each issued.
Yeah.
I'm also very excited for our upcoming live events, and hopefully we'll get to meet some of you there.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, you can find all the information about our events through the links below. But do make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel and turn on your notifications so that you don't miss any future videos from us.
And you can also listen to us on the go with the Change Checker podcast, which is available on all major streaming platforms.
So thank you so much for watching and listening, and we'll see you all next time when we'll be reporting on the month of July.
See you next time.